Lonely Boys, episode 5.
Hello. How are you, everybody? I'm just setting up a skateboard, so I'm not talking much.
Oh, yeah. Describe your deck, Mario.
It has a panda on it. It says enjoy. And then, you know, I like cut it in half.
And it's galaxy.
Oh, yeah. It's like galaxy print. It's a very weird hipster skateboard.
Now you just need the galaxy.
I do. But it's a nice little thing. I'm happy with it. It'll do for the next couple of months, because you know I'll be beating this. I don't know, just going back to what I was saying earlier, like, I guess I feel weird, because like our family like expects us to do stuff. Yeah, just because of that, it's like, why? I don't ever expect anybody to do anything for me.
Or should we make this podcast a skate sesh podcast?
Skate sesh podcast? How do you mean?
I just record while we skate.
Oh, sure.
Skate sesh podcast.
That'd be cool. I've never done that. That should be interesting. But before we do that, alright. There it goes. Almost got it. Got it.
Just wait a second, Mario. I'm going to go take flip dust down of this pin stair real quick.
Alright.
I'll be back.
Alright, go do that.
Alright, I'm back. I finished it. That was a crazy... You seen it, Mario?
Totally, yeah, that shit was fucking sick.
Totally epic.
Landed that shit. Switch, too. God, this is taking forever. I think this is the thing I hate the most. Putting in bearing.
I don't like taking him out.
Yeah, but I'm on the hype of these these Browns and Speed Coasts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I was sold on these a while ago, but it was just kind of pricey. But I was like, today I splurged. Shouldn't have, but fuck it.
Makes him easier to clean, right?
Yeah. Actually, supposedly you don't have to.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, because it's the shield that catches the dust because the oil's in there. But since, I guess, however the technology works, it, like, doesn't catch the dusty oil. Easy. Hmm.
Some people do take them out, huh?
Yeah.
Even in these reds.
Mm-hmm. They pop them up.
I kind of like them.
With the thing on them? Yeah, honestly, that's kind of why I got those on the list, because they were green. They sucked. P-Rod, set your bearing game up, bro.
On the list?
On the list sucks. I bought 2 sets of those last, like, a week. But I guess I shouldn't say anything. Wait, first.
Are those the ones that came with the...
With the wax. And the Tory Plug... Oh, yeah, the Tory Plug Wheel Specials. Which I'm... Honestly, I'm surprised that man derides those, because... They're bad.
Alright, let me get my shoes.
Bronson Speed Company. We go fast.
That's the...
I don't know. I just made that up. I just made it up.
You
just
sell that, though.
I don't know why I expect every little logo that comes with any skateboarding gear to be a sticker. That should be a rule. I demand this to become a rule. You put a label on it, I should be able to take that label and stick it on something else.
Yeah, doesn't it say? Oh, yeah, I've been skating this Zion board.
Oh, that shit's sick.
It's pretty good. It's just a little thick. Not a little, like, just a little bit.
A little thick, boy. It's probably because it's meant for street.
I like that Ducky one I have.
Wow, that one was thin.
The Peak Savoy, that one was...
Wow, this is hella light compared to my last one.
Ollie for the boys. That was perfect. Ollie landed. First try.
First try? Wow, these are some good bangs. I'm very happy right now. But before we skate, I'm gonna make myself one of them rice things.
Okay.
Can I take some dabs?
Oh, yeah.
We eat a little grub too?
Yeah. A little hop.
Hop,
yeah.
Hoppy. I put all the extra decks in this box. The two that you have here?
Yeah.
And I guess we'll just stockpile them until. I'm telling you, I was thinking.
I got this one over here too. Oh, you already got the Littlewoods one?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're both in here. I was thinking.
Grab the fucked up one too, fuck it.
Right here. Oh yeah. What I was thinking is, you see how that chair, that white one over there, the frame's broken?
Yeah.
We can use the frame and just drill into it.
Wait, which chair?
That one. The one next to the punching bag?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Cause that's what the Orbit people did. They just used like a frame set on the other
one. Actually, maybe this one's too fucked up. Yeah, this is too fucked up. I think it was that one.
It was that one?
Eventually, I think it just over time it got bad. It was some hard rain, man.
Yeah, that's true. Let's do it.
Why when I went back there to get her? Yeah. Or no, when I went to go feed her before we dipped to Orbit.
Yeah.
She was back in the spot.
Back
stuck. Because she could get through, but she can't get out for some reason.
Silly doggy. Tricks for the kids.
We're going into the podcast studio.
Right, it's kind of noisy because I'm using fan science. You guys know about fan science? It's very similar to bird law. Very common.
Yeah, very common practice. Oh, you got this one too, Martin.
Yeah.
Any more? Do they have any more?
It'll fit like 3 more. Yeah. I have one more right in my apartment. Yeah, guys, the plan is to use these old skateboards to build a sick-ass chair for the sick-ass stew for when we start shooting this podcast, because you know there's some sick-ass foods.
Sick-ass food. Yeah, ice pack working, Mario? Tell them
about it. No, it fucking melted.
It melted?
You see it stuck to the fridge? Yeah, so I was trying to make a nice pack with a Supreme bag, because Hype Beast lifestyle for life. It didn't work though. I just felt kind of dumb. But on the bright side, check it out.
Oh yep. Tell them what you did, Mario. Tell the
so the
listeners.
The grip tape comes with a little cutout of a teddy bear. Put that shit on my bong, but grip. And now my bong honestly looks kind of cool. Looks kind of weird.
That's all it says, right?
What? Oh yeah, Chris again. The white one is in club working on my fan science, guys. I'm gonna switch out some of the fans for more power. The more fans, the more power. Some might say that tunnels and like vents would make more sense for this, but I ain't got time for that. I just got fans. Fan science.
Fan science.
It's the science of the fans, bro.
I left my water in here.
That's funny.
What?
The air from this one pushed that one.
That's some fan science for you.
That is a fan science. It's the fan science at work, guys. Fan science.
Hey guys.
Science du fan. That's French for y'all.
So Mario.
Yeah.
There's this.
We're not coming up with a theory for fan science?
No, but you can tell me right now. So.
Okay. because it's I'm working on my dissertation on fan science. Some people call it, you know, like I think like. Some type of engineering, but it's fan science.
Aeronautical?
Maybe. But see, I'm not trying to fly. I'm just trying to make fans work more by having a shit ton of fans create
what,
air.
What are those propellers that just...
Yeah, for weed. Basically, this is all to ventilate marijuana, guys.
But the debate.
What debate?
Ham and cheese hot pocket or pizza hot pocket?
Ham and cheese. I don't fuck with the pizza.
You
ones.
Hear that, Jason?
Yeah, I do not.
Pizza
like
ones are
them
gross.
At all.
Ham and cheese is where it's at.
It is where it's
and
at.
I'm reviewing it right now. It's delicious. Marty's gonna review his rice. What is it called, Marty?
I don't know, but it's like Japanese style fried rice. It's not Chinese, it's Japanese. Oh, you're excited to ride my new board.
Is this one better than the last one?
Yeah, it's way lighter. And it was cheaper. Oh, minus the bearings. I did invest a little more in the bearings. They're supposed to be better. Hashtag Bronson Speed Company sponsor me. Put me on flow. I can't kickflip, but I look nice on the skateboard. Bothered me about everybody hates Chris.
No.
In reality, everybody loves Chris Rock, though.
Do they? Do they, Mario?
Okay, white people definitely love Chris Rock. White people definitely love Chris Rock. Let's see who else loves Chris Rock. Black people love Chris Rock. Comedians all love Chris Rock.
My dad loved Chris Rock.
See?
I don't get Chris Rock, honestly. He's not that funny. To me.
Yeah, like he wrote that movie, what was it called? Like, I think he wrote some movie and it was a romantic comedy. It was just really depressing about how easily a marriage can fall apart. Like, that's the only... Oh, and no, never mind. He didn't write Pootie Tang. I thought he wrote Pootie Tang, but you told me who Louis C.K. wrote it, right? You told me?
I don't know.
Was it you? Somebody told me that he didn't write Pootie Tang. No, it was Nick. Nick's a big... Nick loves Pootie Tang.
He loves Pootie Tang.
He loves that fucking movie. I don't like it.
I don't think I even remember.
Somebody, I forgot who told me. Someone told me that, in fact, it was not Chris Rock who wrote it. He was just in it. Pretty sure it was either Louis C.K. or the guy who teamed up with Chappelle to do the Chappelle show. Neil Brennan. If I remember correctly. could be wrong. Don't quote me.
We could Google it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We live in a time where speculation is dumb.
All right. Writer. Yeah, it's Louis C.K. Hootie Tang is a 2001 American comedy film written and directed by Louis C.K. Adapted from a comedy sketch that first appeared in The Chris Rock Show. The character Hootie Tang is a satire of stereotype characters who appear in old black exploitation films.
Oh, but Louis C.K. wrote it?
Yeah, but it was originally a sketch on the Chris Rock Show. Oh, okay. Maybe he was a writer in the Chris Rock Show.
Okay, so I guess that's how it's associated with Chris Rock? Because, yeah, I remember I heard somewhere that he wrote it. Well, honestly, Louis C.K. once upon a time was funny, but, like, it's just problematic. And this is a whole other thing. It's like, yeah, you could have supported somebody who did something sexual, but it's not bad to not... It's okay to acknowledge there. I think it's worse when people want to say no, their music is above them. Like, I can still enjoy anything like the Louis C.K. show. I decided that I can still enjoy that because it was before I knew he was a pervert and a racist, and now I hate him for it, and I can feel less bad about it because it was one of my favorite shows at the time.
Good. Real question.
What?
Is there any Mexican SNL cast members ever?
No, I believe Marissa Villaseñor is like...
What about Asian?
I think she's a part of Asian. Asian? I don't know. From what I feel like... I don't think so. And the only reason I know is because that one girl, Aquafina, whatever, that Asian comedian girl, she went on there saying that Lucy Liu hosting it in the early 2000s inspired her to want to go on there. Because I guess Lucy Liu was the first Asian woman on there. So, yeah, it's very possible that there was no Asian cast members.
Yeah, you're right, the lady said.
Yeah.
She's Latina. But yeah, no Asian, I think. No Asian cast member.
Well, you know, Family Guy has accused Lorne Michaels of being racist multiple times. So, you know, there's always, like, some reality of rumors like that. But yeah, Family Guy talks about Lorne Michaels being a racist all the time. And how affirmative action is the only reason that we have people of color on SNL.
Not even too many. It's crazy because, like, how do they do stuff? You know, that's the thing about, I don't know, those sketch shows. With more races, they can do way more stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, I guess the more racially diverse your cast is, the more you can get away with. Like, when they when Eddie Murphy was like, you know, like Militant Gumby, like Black Panther Gumby. That's where, yeah, I think that's what it is, right? You can make more. And then again, like when they had Kenan Thompson do R. Kelly, that shit was hilarious.
Yeah, I think I was listening to the Tiger Belly, shout out Tiger Belly. They're talking about this, one of the cast members, that lady, the weird white lady. She said it was cool because, she played a character called the Snowflake or whatever, like a white lady that's like Talks Urban.
Yeah.
And the only reason she did that is because a black person, you know, wrote the sketch. You know, she couldn't write something like that.
Yeah. Kind of like when Mad TV did the whole Mary Poppins, she gets her help from illegal aliens. I remember being like 10 and I'm walking on that. And she was very upset about that.
I mean,
No. It was just a racist sketch.
A lot of those were racist.
Yeah. No, remember, bro. This was the early 2000s. Like, at that time, even, like black people in Hollywood were kind of also barely sprouting. So, we weren't even a dream yet. It was just Salma Hayek, and that's because she's hot as hell.
Chips.
I'm gonna get some of the Takis right now. Thank you.
For anybody listening, let me give you a little advice. Go to the store, get some Lemon Lays, and then go to the salsa area and get some Valentina, the yellow label, and put it on there. Delicious.
Oh no, that's not true. Charlie Sheen, bro. That's like the most famous Mexican of all time. But you know, he hates his name. And also does crack. But yeah, he was pretty Salma Hayek. That's how you know he was a real deal. Well yeah, he was in hella movies.
Yeah.
But it's weird because his dad's famous and his brother's famous too, but they both go by Estevez. I don't understand why he
chose. Made it up?
Yeah, because he said, and it was true. He thought he would get more work that way, which he did. His brother and his dad are both relatively famous, but he's hella famous.
Do they look more Mexican?
No, they look white too. Have you seen the Mighty Ducks? The coach of the Mighty Ducks, that's his brother.
Oh, bro?
Yeah.
That white guy?
Yeah. And he goes by Emilio Estevez. But see, he looks whiter than Charlie Sheen. But he got less work because of his name.
She's just a plate. He'll change anything for more work.
For real. Shit, he did that video with Lil Pump. He must have needed that 25,000, huh?
I can't believe what's his name was in that Bad Baby video.
Who?
Joe Dirt.
Oh, he was?
Wasn't he like the milk
man? Oh yeah, David Spade.
He was being somewhat funny, you know?
Yeah.
And she just had the comedic timing of a fucking submarine.
They probably have the same manager, bro. Guarantee you. David, I need you to do me a favor for my client. Her shit ain't selling. What? I hid those pictures of you fucking the dude. He's probably the easiest target because he's like the least famous, but we all still remember his face.
Joe Dirt.
Yeah. So you gotta scoop it because it's super watery. I'll put the other one in there. Ready?
Yeah, you watch Joe Dirt too?
Yeah. I watched both of those movies. The first one was funny.
The second one was weird, but I liked it.
I feel like I watched it because you told me to watch it, but I vaguely remember it.
Crackle yeah. Original. Shout out Crackle.
Crackle, give us a show.
I watched Seinfeld on there for a while.
Crackle, we could be your Latino Deesa Zamero.
Yes. Do people still go on Crackle?
I don't know, but like, I'd be down to get a Crackle show. Just like a Yahoo show. That's money. Regardless of people watch it. Like, honestly, YouTube is the reason Complex became a media company. Because that magazine was on the outs. Hey, Mark Echo, do you still print your shitty magazine? Because I liked it when I was in middle school. Your website's garbage now, though. Fire academics, please. Do hip-hop and just the world population of paper.
And Joe Budden's podcast is not good.
At all.
Jason.
Nothing Joe Budden is good.
Jason says that it's just his friends roasting him, but this does sound appealing.
But, bro, the whole internet's always roasting Joe Budden.
He was trying to sell some $40 tickets. Watch this shit live at the Fox.
I think he's always going to be corny, in my opinion, because Pump It Up is a song that I'm going to always associate with being at Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, because that's the first time I ever heard it. At Chuck E. Cheese.
Pump It Up.
And they also named another child Chuck E. Cheese's place after his song. Pump It Up.
And he's definitely not the third best rapper.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck wrote that list, bro. But Jesus. Yeah, that was wild. who made this? WorldStar is great. So now you guys are gonna have lunch with us before the skate sesh, but you're already finished. But
everybody knows the list goes Childish Gambino first, then Heems from That's Racist, and then Michael Christmas.
Ah, man, you see, it's like, in order to participate in this whole best rapper of all time thing, we need to actually, like, have, like, criteria. Like, what exactly makes a good rapper?
Whatever, like, I like.
See? Because, for example,
if it's record sales, then it'd be a different story.
No, not record sales. That doesn't matter. What I'm saying, for example,
and Drake's the best rapper, and I don't want to believe that lie.
No. Record sales don't matter, but I'm saying, for example, Jay-Z, Kanye, Jay-Z's never written anything down. Kanye started writing stuff down after graduation. Like, is that what we're thinking about? Kanye's produced everything he's ever rapped over. So has Travis Scott. Niggas like Drake don't even write their own raps. That's what I'm saying. It's like, we gotta... What? Because, like, for example, if we're talking about just lyricism, Childish Gambino all the way.
Yeah, I think...
But all around...
I think you have to... The producing skills is a whole different thing from the rapping skills.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna say probably still, Childish Gambino. This is
then MF Doom would be up there.
Yeah, MF Doom's great.
His producing skills. I think he's one of the best producers for sure.
But see, if we're just talking about like wordplay and lyricism. You know who has a lot of really good wordplay or lyricism? People think he's corny? J. Cole.
I don't really like J. Cole.
See, that's what I'm saying. We can even say Kendrick.
Alright, go. Alright, you heard my list of three. Go. Okay. Top three. Go.
Kanye West.
Kanye West number one.
Childish Gambino.
Second.
That's probably a tie between Jay-Z and MF Doom, and the only reason is because these specific four rappers are people that influenced my music taste since basically, like, well, minus Donald Glover up until I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
But pretty much up until then, most of my music taste got influenced by all of them. Well,
honestly, Childish Gambino, just keep rapping, stop doing the singing shit. It's okay, but I like rap.
You're funny. Did you hear Atlanta got renewed for a fourth season?
Did it? Mm-hmm. I thought they always, they've been got renewed, except they were just waiting on Childish to finish.
He wasn't ready to work. He's a movie star these days.
Childish can't be. You see, oh, we can talk about that, or
what?
The two times we've seen him.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Oh, you seen him one more, or... Wait, oh, no, we seen him three times. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, but I seen him three times. You seen him more.
Four times. Four or five, I don't remember. It's been cool. I think up until, like...
Well, we seen him at the beginning at the...
Yeah, at the during Rock the Bells. That was cool.
I think what that year was that?
2011.
2011? Yeah.
9 years ago. I think that's the craziest part about Don Glover. Has been consistent for over 10 years now, just on his music. Which is kind of cool. Because I feel like any other actor, if they have a music career, could really just go to label, get a deal. But he really waited for a really long time before he tried to do that.
Pinch out.
One time I went to a concert, a Childish Gambino concert with Nick. Nick was hoping that Chance the Rapper was going to be there too. And Nick had contemplated about who he would receive in his mouth first, given the opportunity. Very weird.
Who did he say?
He said, I would distract Chance while he received Donald into his mouth.
Distract him how?
By receiving him in my mouth, but I was like, no, thank you. I don't receive anybody in my mouth. Me and Nick would have some very weird conversations sometimes. Mostly initiated by me.
Oh yeah, but when we watched when we seen him in the Fox Theater, that was lit. Mm-hmm. That was like when Camp just came out.
And we saw him, and then the year after that is the time Nick was very,
yeah,
I'm gonna receive this guy in my mouth.
He wasn't with us at the Fox though. Mm-mm. Mostly because we only had two tickets, but.
Hey, it was free. That was a good show. That was a very good show. I lost you. I remember that. You were just gone.
It was pretty fun.
You know the wildest part? All these Donald Glover concerts, except the last one I went to completely sober.
So?
All of them.
Did you drink one beer at the new one we went
to? No, that's what I'm saying. The last one? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, except the
one. Yeah, except that one. Concerts are very different sober.
Yeah.
I remember all of them, and they're not as fun. Like, definitely, I gotta try to enjoy the music more when I'm at a concert. Not high and drunk.
I like how your skateboard, it like goes from like a skinny, your grip tape, to like skinny line to a big one.
Yeah, honestly, I just like, fucked up the cut.
It looks like a lightning bolt.
You know, I heard studying trends.
You should have made a lightning bolt.
No, I tried to make it straight, but I fucked it up.
Oh, you tried
to... Yeah.
I think the best way to make it straight is just...
On table.
Yeah. I see you over there.
But I was, you know, trying to... I like to innovate. I get adventurous sometimes.
Maybe I should make one with a pop-up.
Tony, you get some of this rice stuff, bro. It's really good.
I'll just eat mango.
Oh, yeah, you're not a fan of the vegetable, huh?
No, I eat it.
It's awful. Sorry, guys. We're like, I'm telling you, you're having lunch with us. This is a lunch date.
A lunch date. It's a podcast.
FYI, though. Since it's a day date, I'm not putting out.
That's how it works, the day dates?
Mm-hmm. Day dates, you don't get booty. You gotta have super game like me to make it happen. Gay sex is very weird. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
That's it? And you're gonna walk away?
It's just disoriented. I have to wash my hands. It's, I don't know, man. Like, I like to go to sleep after sex, but now I have a whole ass day to go do stuff.
You're just like...
Yeah, like...
And they try to wake you up?
Yeah, like... It's 9:30 in the morning. Oh, fuck you then. I don't know. I don't like doing much, so I think I'm very lazy. Very lazy. Even with sex, you do all the work. I'm just hanging out. Enjoy. Alright, kickflip. In the studio. Check it, guys. Did you hear that? Landed it.
First try.
That's the first kickflip I ever landed. Ooh. So, Bronson, what's up? Sponsor me. 5 minutes ago, I told y'all I couldn't kickflip. I just did one. Sponsor me.
Just sponsor the cast. Mm-hmm. On Anchor.
Yeah. Fresh so Roberts, I think you might have some competition, bro.
So I'm kind of confused. I think we should re-record the ad to make it shorter, because we made it way too long.
We were just talking.
Yeah.
I was just talking.
So after this podcast, we should re-record it and make it really short.
Oh, yeah.
Shorter.
Shout out Anchor for, like...
Because they said it only has to be 30 seconds.
Okay. Shout out Anchor for, like, you know... helping us do this whole podcast thing. Eventually we'll have a format, and who knows, maybe even listeners. Like, yeah.
Let's say you can make money with minimal listeners.
True, we should start a startup. Hmm. We should come up with an idea. Plausible. No, okay, possible, not plausible, possible. This should be career startup starters. We just need a venture capitalist. We live 40 minutes away from where they all live. And then, it's a good idea for a nap. Some nurses build it.
Alright, how about this? We convince California to let squirrels be pets. And listen to me, Mario. And then we'll just breed them.
That's our startup? How's that tech related?
I don't know. I like squirrels. We have to start it up, Mario. It's a startup. Oh, startup has to be tech related?
Yeah.
Isn't that just the beginning of a business, though?
To get the kind of funding I want, it has to be tech related. You get funding in the...
Alright. It's very robot squirrels.
Tech support for the government's cameras. Take care of the squirrels. There you go.
And the birds.
Yeah, and then we'll get all the government contracts, so we're discreet. Yeah, that's what you want, a non-commercial tech company? Non-commercial startups? Remember, she made $900 billion. She was stupid. She just didn't know when to say when. But she had me and Elizabeth Holmes. Shout out to homie, she in prison. I Actually, I don't even know if it's in jail. Probably.
Tell them about the new posters on the wall.
You know. Got some old records from my record collection days. Put them both up on the wall. And there's like some titties. And my girlfriend saw it yesterday and she's like, that's rude. I'm like, what? Too Short's afraid of being invaded by flat booty bitches. Apparently, Too Short has a song called Invasion of Flat Booty Bitches that I approve of.
That girl doesn't have a flat booty, right? Or
she does not. She's the kind that Too Short likes.
And then you got one with some sort of black family.
It's a silver, it's a punk brand. I'm very happy.
They all wearing silver. Some sort of like jumpsuits.
And they're
like
going into space.
They're like walking on a silver Kit Kat or something.
It's their logo. They're walking on, it's the words of the silvers.
Oh, from the front.
Yeah. I just like the backside because they look even happier than the front.
And then we got the swag records from some sort of prisoner.
He's stealing the swag. So you know all you swagger jackets out there. You know who you are.
And then
we are not afraid.
We have the classic, the Jay-Z, the Black Album.
Yeah, that album was the one where I was like, yeah, I like hip-hop. Because I also watched the documentary that came out with it. Skateboarding.
99 Problems. And you got the Tribe Called Quest.
The Midnight Marauder. The classic.
Classic.
Too Short's on this wall twice. Bam! Bam!
Then we have some sort of DJ.
Huh?
I was telling about the DJ. Apparently from San Jose.
It's for the scratch testing. Scratch testing.
I can't read the anything else.
Okay. Yeah, me neither. It says something about sluts.
Do we go through all of them? Oh, yeah, and then we got the Mario Bros. Movie. Really? Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Honestly, I liked it, but Chewy says it was a bad movie.
It was a terrible movie.
I liked it a lot.
They had dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's supposed to be Yoshi.
Yoshi does not look like a dinosaur.
He looks like
some sort of turtle thing. They didn't even have shells. Don't they have shells?
That was their six suits. The Koopas. You know what? It was the 90s, Chewie, okay? We didn't have special effects. Nah, but it is an acquired taste.
Oh, I can't. This just kept it animated.
One more dab and then we out.
Yes. Yes, sir. Oh, we need to go over this autograph.
Oh, yeah, I just like it because you know the robots, they're going to take over and it looks like
what
the robot
can. Sign in
peace.
Peace, though.
But I don't know.
I think my favorite is the Too Short one. It looks like kind of like a GTA kind of.
Yeah, it really does. I think even the other day I bought it because I bought this one.
That guy doesn't look anything like Too Short though.
It doesn't, but see, because you're right. Who else going on here? Ice-T, Busta Rhymes, the Beastie Guys.
Series 7.
I keep thinking this is either Keenan Thompson
or the lady from Orange is the New Black. I don't know who this is, but it looks like both those people.
So Orange is the New Black is
over there. Right? It looks like that lady.
I think it's just a random guy.
Yeah, probably the rapper guy from the Times. There's more people on the back. Big pun. Afrika Bambaataa? No, Afrika Bambaataa? He's a pedophile, guys.
Why does he look like that one guy that hangs out in our future?
Oh, the weird one, the one that's always in the background? The big, tall one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know. He's the weird one that hangs out in the background.
Well, he was in the,
Lighter Squad.
Lighter Squad, yeah.
What was his name?
Something weird.
He's in the internet now. That's another thing he does. He's their bassist.
And then he's also the producer of,
Black Jesus?
No, he's the producer of Jasper and his whatever and his brother do things.
Oh, really?
On Vice. Yeah. Man. They have him on the show. You watch the show?
No, but shout out Tyler, the Creator. That's a real homie. He got all his friends' jobs. Even the skating ass dudes. Like, even those guys are pros now.
Even the guys that did nothing.
Yeah.
Taco's just hanging out with models and shit.
Dude, honestly, Tyler, the Creator is a real friend because I don't feel like I know anybody. Yeah, that's crazy. He really gave a lot of people real careers. Yeah. Shout out that guy. You know, he's out here sucking white dick. That's the only thing I have an issue with. Not that he's sucking dick, that it's white. So you guys thought I was a homophobe. I'm actually a racist. I don't like white people. But reverse racism doesn't exist. So, did you see how Joe Rogan had Dr. Cornel West on his podcast to explain to him how reverse racism or racism against white people isn't a real thing?
Yeah.
And then essentially yes, I could hate them, but my hatred of them, there's no benefit. I will never get ahead in life. On the other end,
oh, I think I did hear this.
Essentially, it's like people of color, we can't be racist the same way white people be racist because they have institutions that will always support them. It's like, I hate them, there's no benefit. Like, if I express my hatred towards them, or what I've done before, which is accuse white people of racism, I've just gotten a gun in my face. And I had to deal with that as a teenager. So, anyway. And then Joe Rogan was like, wow! He was amazed. Like, this went completely over his head.
Because I think he would say that. I think I've heard him say about the reverse racism is a thing.
Yeah, no. I posted a thing on Instagram about it. Gilbert got all butthurt. Like, but it's not, they can't stop, like, we can't blame white people for all our problems. I'm like, no one's blaming white people for all our problems. What we're doing is pointing out that for the past 800,000 years, no, that's an exaggeration, more like 800 years, it's been white society. Yeah, everything's been benefit to them. And I guess, thanks to technology and interconnectedness, we're all like, fuck that. But anyway, I don't hate the gays. I like the gays. I hate the whites. I think we just lost all our listeners, though.
Our listeners are still there. They love the Lonely Buddies.
I do.
Look, this is what I'm going to start doing. Just going around Bart, just writing the Lonely Boys podcast with a Sharpie.
But what if Bart pressed charges on us? Just put at the Lonely Boys. Oh, no, they need to find our podcast. Alright, fuck it, do it.
Yeah, well, they can't put it against us, right?
I don't know, bro. Did you see, have you seen the new thing that they're testing? They chop off the hands of the homeless?
No.
It's fucking wild. They put them in Richmond Bar Station in Fruitvale? You know how the turnstiles or whatever, they're like these two things that come out like that? After it comes out, blades come off the top.
No way.
Yeah. I'll show you the video. It's wild. They put it in Richmond and then Fruitvale. They're testing it out in the lesser affluent stations. I swear to God, there's a video of it. And yeah, it's essentially Bart being racist again.
Damn it. Just like I wrote in my second year in college.
I tell everybody that you were the one who pointed that out to me. But I had never noticed that, but yeah, Bart knew, I forget, it was a,
I should write a book, Mario, about it.
What are they called? What are those things called? Turnstiles? Is that what they're called? The machines to enter? Bart
fee Dodgers. Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Yeah, I see that all the time. People just don't care.
Yeah, but look. Oh, put the sound.
That turns out it is happening despite a year-long crackdown on the cheaters. KPX 5's Sizzy Stiebel is live with an original report. Sizzy. Well, Veronica and Ken, if you've ridden BART for any amount of time, you've likely seen people do this. They're evading big jump over these turnstiles. Some of them will push these ones up because they know they will stay open, and others will push their way through the emergency exit here. It's an expensive problem.
Snitch?
Right. Oh my god. And they made like a billion.
What if somebody just went through it like that? I know when she was.
Right? Looking hella stupid.
Not yet.
I want to see the cutting thingy, bro. Do they have the cutty thingies? Skip to the cutty thingies. That's all I want to show you. You and I both know people finesse BART as much as they can.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Okay, hand me that torch. This one's out. Sorry guys, we're looking at the thing about the Bay Area rapper trends and racism. Google that shit. It's real. They're trying to hurt the homeless. Because the homeless be sleeping in that bitch. But honestly, we got some cold ass wet winters over here. I don't blame them. Oh yeah, no, that's not what I was talking about. They put blades.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But elevators are still a challenge.
Bro, for a little bit, the ones at Bayfair, they're making you beep through that door.
Really?
Because they have put a new door. Like a bigger door.
Really?
It's not one of those little doors. And they were going to have... They're making people beep through it.
Oh, like to scan through? What do you mean?
Like they would have to go... To get through that door, you have to go to the guy and be like, yo, whatever. And then he beeps you, and then the door is open.
Oh, to see how many people a day were doing it?
Yeah, and I think maybe it's like a fire hazard or something, because they stopped doing that.
They have fare inspectors now?
Yeah. You never seen them?
No, I've never seen the fare inspectors before.
It's a civil citation.
I'd be like, fuck you, bro.
Before this ends, we have to end it, Mario. I've ended a couple podcasts with no ending. It just cuts.
Alright, guys. We're probably going to end it here because this shit's kind of getting to an end here. We're still kind of looking for this thing I was talking about. Thanks for listening.
BART's racist. Thanks.